And with that, I do want to lean back to Mr. Secretary as we get to our next item, knowing the schedule of your team. Do you want to move forward with open forum, or do we have folks ready to jump? We had talked about item 15.
Yes, we can go actually into item 10 if you'd like. We can start with the proposals, and then we can just go down that list. We do have some time. It is 1:30.
Yeah, we can start with some of the proposals.
That sounds a good recommendation. With that, let's move to item 10 on our agenda, proposals, application for licenses, and Mr. Norton is with us. Welcome.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I am Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Welcome new commissioners, and some other commissioners haven't seen in a while. Welcome back. I apologize in advance. It's usually not this busy. I don't think you've heard much from me in probably 3 months, but March, April, May, super busy. Today is certainly no exception, and there's a couple of wrinkles in here that will complicate some of these wildlife proposals. I actually have the next four action items. So that would be application for license here, elk and waterfowl, and then John Canta will cover bighorn sheep. So within those four action items, there's actually 21 total sheets. The good news is only seven of which have recommendations for action. So if you don't mind, I'll probably, like I usually do, try to buzz through some of those that don't have any recommended action. There's a lot of details about the season in the action sheets that I won't go into, but they're certainly there, and I'll stop after each one and see if there's any questions or comments and can certainly clarify. I apologize if I go too fast or don't explain something clearly. So as I said, it's a busy time of year. The reason being we've got the upcoming hunting seasons, and you'll see a lot of these apply to the application for license. So while we're not going over the entire season for, say, antelope or turkey, and even deer to a certain extent, we do want to ask the commission to put these proposals forward so we can get our licensing program updated with when they submit these applications and run the draws for the seasons that occur this fall. So a lot of these will be just changes to application, but then some will be the full-on two-year recommendations. And that'll certainly be the case for elk and bighorn sheep. So I'll just run through how the proposal action sheet is laid out. I have the chapters identified in administrative rule at the top. And then the dates. So this March meeting, if the commission agrees with any recommended action, and this was adopted as a proposal, then it would go for public comment for 30 days. And then all of these would come back in April. And after the public hearing, discuss any potential changes and hopefully commission take action on changes to administrative rule. So the first one, application for licenses, this one is tricky, and we thought the best way to explain the various recommendations was to split this out among several species. So the first one here just applies to antelope and turkey. There will be some other parts where the application for license chapter is recommended for change that apply specifically to deer and elk, but I'll get into those on the next action item. So right away here, running through what the recommended change for antelope and turkey are, this would begin the 2026 hunting season, not this spring turkey going on right now, but would begin essentially fall turkey. But the take home with turkey, there's no change here. It's just simply a rule cleanup. With turkey, I do have it in figure two on the sheet, but all we're doing here is explaining specifically what draw two is done. That wasn't explained in rule in the past, neither in turkey or antelope. So we've split those out and explained them. I won't discuss much more with turkey. That will be, I think later this year, we'll get full turkey recommendations. But where you'll see some change is with antelope. And specifically, what the goal is to move all of our antelope applications and draws, and even when over-the-counter licenses are available, to be much more closer together. So they're not disjoint, where we have special antelope and non-resident archery antelope occurring actually before the commission even has the opportunity to take action on those seasons. And then afterwards, we have the regular prairie antelope draw.
After May of the year, when we make the decision.
So the reason we really want to move those two draws back and coincide with the prairie antelope draw is because we run our aerial survey that occurs in May, we get really good counts. We estimate about 85% of the antelope. We fly the entire range, or at least 90% of antelope range. So we can make really informed recommendations on those seasons. Previously, could not do a thing with special antelope or non-resident archery antelope. I'll point to a particular case where this caused some issues, and this was with deer last year. We had a strong desire to reduce harvest of antlerless deer, but we couldn't do that with archery because we had already run the non-resident archery draw. So we couldn't move archery licenses to buck only. So that was a perfect example of what this change is intended to do, give us the ability to make any changes if we want after that aerial survey to the special antelope or the archery antelope seasons. So changes from last year, specifically rule here. In the antelope chapter 4106-2301, it describes the special antelope option, which is actually treated as a unit within the antelope hunting season. We never ran it that way. We ran it separately before, and we're going to again combine these. With that being said, we're not going to run special antelope and then run the prairie antelope. So while we're running them together, now an individual can choose special antelope as their first choice, and then second choice if they're saying going to the west side of Harding County. They could pick special antelope, private land only, and then their second choice could be 35A, which would be anywhere on the western half of Harding County. And then the second one there is the modification to more accurately describe the antelope and turkey season draw structures. Again, no changes to turkey. Antelope, the one slight change is to remove draw three. Reason being, we don't even have leftover licenses in the second draw.
Got this third draw on the books.
The licensing department runs 105 draws a year. So any opportunity we have to remove a draw, that's going to be beneficial to our hunters and get them to those leftover licenses more quickly when we're not unnecessarily keeping them open for a month to run a third draw. So that's the only slight change to the antelope draw. Functionally, what's going to change again, special antelope would be moved back 2 months until after the aerial survey, which is run in May. So that'll be about June, I believe, when the antelope draws are run, and then those will all be run concurrently. I've got the figures describing that. The rule change in draft administrative rules with underlines are additions. First paragraph is in reference to only turkey, or excuse me, antelope, and the second paragraph is only turkey. And that's all new for turkey because we're describing those separately. And then the second rule change there, 4106-2301, is to strike the inability for someone to choose a unit in that first draw if they pick special antelope. So that one was first one of the application for license, but this one would be one of the seven where our recommendation is for the commission to move this into a proposal to make those changes. And at this point, can take any questions on the.
Any questions from the commission and or comments?
Just a comment. You did a great job on that. I was going to have how many questions for you. I have zero. So that's great. And I don't want to shut anybody up, but I would move this forward to adopt.
Okay, move to adopt. You need a second on that.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. Any comments on that motion? So again, this will move it forward. The public will have 30 days. Finalization will take place in April. Seeing no questions and our comments, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So it will move forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair.